On this episode of the Minnesota Rundown, we bring on Chris Long from KSTP to talk the viral Kirk Cousins bit, the Vikings' brutal win over the Jags as well as their playoff chances, the Timberwolves' luck on and off the court. We bring up the heated debate on Minnesota being a basketball or hockey state, Gophers being the talk of the town as far as hockey and maybe basketball. We even talk some soccer and whether American sports should adopt some crazy league structures, and we give our boom and bust and social simp for the week. All that and more on the Minnesota Rundown.
This is the Minnesota Rundown, presented by
10,000 Takes. 10,000 Takes.
Featuring JJ, the best damn journalist who ever do it.
10,000 Takes.
And Bossman, who runs the fucking company.
10,000 Takes.
10,000 Takes.
This is the Minnesota Rundown, presented by
10,000 Takes.
10,000 Takes.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to another episode of the Minnesota Rundown presented by 10,000 Takes. I'm, of course, JJ, joined by Wags and Bossman. We have a special guest joining us tonight. We have Chris Long of KSDP, the sports guy with Channel 5 KSDP. Chris, thank you so much for joining us tonight. How are you doing?
I'm wonderful. It's been a minute. We haven't talked face-to-face or Zoom-to-Zoom or whatever this is. I mean, we interact on social media all the time, but it's always good to see you guys live and in person.
Well, and what I was going to say is I think you joined our Zoom for our live stream for the fantasy football draft, and it wasn't until you pointed it out that I realized we were giving away all of our picks and our strategy, and I was like, why aren't you talking to me, Chris? And you're like, got to mute ourselves while we talk about who we're going to pick, and I'm like, oh, like the whole concept behind why we're doing this live stream is going to completely fuck our team.
It definitely did, too.
I think three or four – now – I could blame you guys the way it turned out, but yeah, I think three or four of our picks were based on, you know, the other guy you discussed before making your pick. But without question, one of the single worst fantasy franchises I've ever been associated with is in your league this year.
Yep.
I appreciate you guys including us.
Yeah.
I blame Doogie.
Yeah. I was going to say, that's what everyone else is doing. They're blaming the other guy they did the team with. Right. I also want to point out the fact that I think this was our fastest setup time for having the guest on the Rundown. Usually we have like all sorts of technical issues and the person just has to sit there and watch us struggle for like the first 20 minutes. But, you know, we got started right on time with you. So
yeah, I was shocked, especially when it's through Zoom and there's just so much shit that can go wrong. I am satisfied that when we're not letting you sit here for a half hour where we're scrambling around the room trying to plug in something in the right spot to find out it's the wrong spot, and then we're just like, oh crap,
you will not find anybody more sympathetic right now to trying to figure out how to do video and sound right now than people that are in local television. I mean, since March it's been okay, how exactly do we do this? I had to go through. Thankfully, I haven't had to anchor from home yet. If that happens, maybe it'll work. Maybe it won't. We get to try it live, so certainly sympathetic. But no, you guys, it looks good, sounds good, at least on my end.
That's good. Normally, it kind of seems like it takes a four-year degree to kind of figure out this streaming stuff. We've been having so many issues.
We've learned through the mistakes we've made. We've learned the hard way with all the technology stuff. So, I mean, I guess you can thank the pandemic for everyone being a little more tech-savvy now.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And again, like I said, what you guys are dealing with is certainly not that far off from what's going on at 5 Eyewitness News the last few months. So we had to get out of our newsroom about, let's see. So Mark,
the newsroom that you gave us the tour of,
yeah,
or was that
the tour bit?
That was the studio. The studio is good.
Okay. Yeah.
The newsroom is back in the building, kind of where all the offices and all of our desks are. One night at like 11:40. So there's about a 45 minute window where nobody's in the newsroom. It's from when the night shift is done. And then the morning shift is coming in. There's a real slow trickle of everybody coming in and out. Right in the middle of that dead period, we had a big rainfall. It must have been in June. And something collapsed out in the parking lot, and a pipe broke and backed up and came up through a bathroom drain.
Oh, no.
Flooded the entire newsroom. I mean, 6-8 inches of water like that.
Oh.
So whoever comes in, the producer on duty coming in for the morning show comes in at 11:50 at night, gets to the back door and just sees water pouring out of the door. Took out sports office, weather office, most of the newsroom. So we've actually since then, so June, July, August, September, we're in our fifth month in like this temporary warehouse area, and they had to rewire computers. The studio is okay, so where we go live is okay, but where we do just our, you know, the other 7.5 hours of our work and we're not out on the studio. They had to bring in they had to figure out how to get cable TV so we could watch games.
Oh,
and we're like,
oh no.
Plus social distancing, so they had to hang plexiglass. It's a nightmare. So long way of saying 100%.
Well, dude, our studio sucks sometimes. It gets hot. You know, the window is completely broken. But everything you just told me, I don't feel so bad anymore. I don't even think we should be complaining.
Well, can you imagine saying, like, I'm Chris Long coming live from some warehouse in somewhere in Minneapolis.
And I'm not a hostage. You don't have to call the police.
No. Right. The one good thing is our building, the trade-off is we actually have a window. It's the first time I've been. A sports office is always, like, in a back corner. Yeah. Every TV station you go to. The sports office is like they design everything. We're gonna do this cool setup. So here's the news assignment, and Web will have this cool thing with all these TV monitors, and Weather will have all their supercomputers and whatnot. And somebody says, "Well, wait, we need 3 desks for sports." Oh,
always we'll put it in the back. List.
We actually have a window in our warehouse space, so we may not go back. We may ask to stay there once the new building is fixed and clean and whatever they're doing.
Chris, did you recently see the viral clip of Kirk Cousins singing at his high school?
Here's what's funny. I never clicked on it. I saw it 30 times, and I kind of got the idea of what it was just from the screenshots. So I never saw it, but I 100% understand. I think it's best for me if I don't watch that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because
I'm going to have to bring it up to him sometime if I do, and that probably wouldn't go well.
Yeah.
Well, you almost – with that video, it's like you almost – it makes people hate him more or it makes them love him more.
Yeah, it's one or the other.
It's a weird situation, man. Like,
well – and it's the difference between video and stills, because I did a story. I'm not blowing my own horn here. I'm just comparing.
No, blow your own horn, man. Go for it.
Yeah.
Thank you. There was anywhere to – yeah. Okay, appreciate it. Thank you. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was a great story. We were going down to Northwestern last fall for the Gophers-Northwestern game, and somebody in the office put it together like, why don't you go to Flex High School and kick around there and see, you know, just do something.
Yeah.
We did. We flew in, instead of flying in the afternoon, we flew in the morning. Instead of going that way to Northwestern from O'Hare, we went that way into the middle of these cornfields where he's from, and went and talked to all the people at his high school. And, you know, he's on their athletic hall. He's still like points per game leader in basketball. Oh. All the trophies they won when he was on the football team. I mean, he's everywhere in the athletic wing. Well, long story short, the drama sponsor comes running up and says, I just want you to know he was one of the best chorus members we've ever had in any of our plays. And I turned to my photographer. I'm like, roll.
Yeah.
And tell me your name and tell me the story, please.
Yes.
Yeah. Told a great story. He said he found out they were doing, I think I haven't read it, was Guys and Dolls. He's like, I love Guys and Dolls. I want to be in it. And she's like, well, I know you're the football star and the basketball star, but you got to audition, prepare a song and come to the audition. And she said he did. Apparently, he's got a very good singing voice.
Well, there's just something about Minnesota athletes and being good at show choir.
A cappella and singing.
And it's also weird, the interpretation on somebody like PJ. You go, oh, that's kind of cool. He's well-rounded. And then sometimes you see it with somebody like Kirk, and you're like,
that's understandable.
Yeah, it's like this. I saw so many comments because kind of going into that, like, we resurfaced the video, and there was some controversy of like, oh, you guys think it was your own video. It's like, no, we just reposted it, and it blew up, and there were so many comments on like, I don't know how to feel about this. And so, everybody was saying, this is the most Kirk thing I've ever seen in my life.
I think we ran a poll that had like, after seeing this video, do you like Kirk Cousins more or do you hate him more? And the poll was literally 50-50.
Yeah, it was
like right down the middle.
Well, no, I actually think, though, the love more did end up winning by a little bit, but it wasn't a lot.
It was super close.
But it was very close. It was 50-50 practically.
And I'll save this for later because it will come up. But I guarantee you, just like everything in this world right now is political, you're either on this side or that side.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone that liked that video and said, oh, it shows another side of him, probably also thinks he's a very good quarterback.
Yeah.
Everybody that said, what a goof, I can't believe he would do that, what a schmuck.
The Kirk haters.
There is no halfway.
No.
Kirk Cousins has become the Republican Democrat of the sports world.
Yeah.
Just absolutely polarizing.
Well,
I 100% no middle. Agree. Again. Yeah. So I got a quick question for you, Chris. Okay. So we were the one who resurfaced that Kirk Cousins video, and it got over 2 million views. It got shared all around the internet.
Well done.
Thank you. WCCO, they ended up reporting on the story, and they try to give us credit. But instead of giving credit to 10K Takes MN at Twitter, they gave credit to 10 Takes MN on Twitter.
Only 10 Takes, which we probably did in our first day existing.
So yeah. I guess my question for you, Chris,
you got to rebrand.
Exactly. Now we do.
We're now 10 Takes.
We're 10 Takes.
That's it. Yeah.
But my question for you, Chris, is would KSTP, would they have spelled their handle wrong, or would they have gotten that right?
I will support it with practical evidence. At the end of our sportscast on Monday to Friday, we do a thing called the Nightcap. It's a funny little viral video something. And we will always make sure to credit where we get it from. And we are very, whether there's an underscore, an at, a tilde, whatever, we always make sure we get it right. Now, the reason we do that is so we do not get sued by trying to make people think it is.
Wait,
our own
damn it. We can sue WCCO.
Can we sue them?
Yeah.
Billy Brew, if you're listening to the podcast, gear up, buddy.
Yeah, we have our own lawyer.
We're coming after a state.
Give it a shot. You can sue.
Yeah, let's try it. No.
There was a typo on WCCO the other night that a friend of mine sent, and you know, people will do that. Somebody will mess up on another TV station, they'll send it to me. Mm-hmm. And half the time I'm like, there but for the grace of God go I. I'm never gonna laugh at somebody on TV that makes a mistake because
I've
made millions. He's like, oh, tough night for their graphics department. I'm like, dude, there's no graphics department. It's us.
We're
and whoever typed that, was typing it at 10:52 before they ran out to the set.
I want to go home.
There are definitely people, and we've learned this from other social media platforms, there are people who sit around waiting for you to screw up. It's like, I don't know.
Social media.
That's what they do for fun. Blows my mind.
Well, yes. Yeah, no, 100%. And now if it's funny, it's funny. I mean, there's plenty of times stuff happens on TV that it's just so bad, it's funny.
Yeah.
Ever forget the Boom Goes the Dynamite Kid? It was awful.
Or there was the woman who was reporting at like a winery and she was stepping on the grapes and she fell. She's just going, owie,
on live TV.
What about that one guy that was trying to like fly the jetpack for like a news like a bit, and he went right into the ocean, right into the ocean. And it starts right now and just flops in the ocean. Man.
Those are funny because you're setting yourself up to look like an idiot in those.
Yep.
Things. Yeah.
A misspelling, let it fly. But yeah, I would rebrand. I would cut your
takes.
You know,
well,
everybody's tightening up.
Undershoot, over deliver. If we say 10 takes, but we deliver more than 10 takes in a day, I'd say that, you know, we look a lot better than the expectation we set. So
or if it goes by followers, because there's that one person back early in when we were a month into after creating this, some guy was like, "You guys don't have 10,000 followers." Like
different, that, different than a take.
Different than a take, than but a whatever. Take. If we go with 10 takes, then we beat them on that by far.
That's somebody looking. Yeah, go away.
Just go away, man. Or he's just really stupid. Either way, man. Who knows? Yeah, it's the internet.
For sure.
But speaking of Kirk and the Vikings, how about him going between the legs yesterday against the Jaguars?
LeBron Cousins.
He was LeBron Cousins.
I'll say this about him, and I was heavy critical Kirk until about a month ago, and now I'm the rare middle guy. And Matthew Collar, I'll plug him. It's for Purple Insider. Used to work with me at Hubbard for the radio station. Wrote a great article, basically. You know, everybody that says Kirk Cousins is great and everybody that says that Kirk Cousins is not great is right and is wrong. Mm-hmm. Because on any given day, look, his QBR over the last 5-6 games, he's the best quarterback in football. Mm-hmm. Which, look it up, your head will explode when you see that. But then you see him do things like go between his legs for no. He's been really good under fire. My biggest criticism is you could just see the panic. Last year, beginning of this year, pocket would start to not even collapse, just move. Like one guy would get beat and okay, just step up, or step to your left or step to your right. And you would just see the, oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God. He hasn't been doing that lately. I think last year the snap hits his knee. That's going to bounce off his knee. It's going to go 10 yards that way, and it's going to be a fumble. Mm-hmm. He kept his composure and somehow did the Meadowlark Lemon Globetrotter thing and came up with it and got the pass off.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Kirk, last year, Kirk, that's a fumble.
Well, or he just falls on and gives
two
up.
Two weeks ago, he scrambled like 3 or 4 times. And
this whole year, he's been moving his feet.
He got a first down on two of those at least.
And within the last three weeks, he's also decided just take the – this week. He took some big hits. I mean, the O-line was terrible against Jacksonville.
Yeah.
But he a bunch of times, I'm watching it going, go down, and he did.
Yep.
Whereas he used to kind of try to do that lean, and then the ball gets knocked out of his hands, and he becomes Kirk, who fumbles more than anybody in the world. So people say, like, once you've been, what is he, in his seventh year?
Yeah. Isn't he?
Oh, man. Sixth or seventh. He might be in his, like, eighth year. I think 2012, wasn't it 2012, his first year with the Redskins? I think, yeah.
So eighth.
Yeah. Or Washington.
Was he in the same, same draft class as
RG3?
Andrew Luck?
Yeah.
I think he was. 2012. But he was the backup to RG3.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wild.
So it's been like 8 years. But as a starting quarterback, what has it been like?
He started with the Redskins for only like a year or two, right?
Yeah, so it's
been
like...
Well, the Redskins killed RG3 in his second year.
Yeah.
Never forgive
him. I mean, okay, going to yesterday's game, Chris, I'm a Colts fan, as you know, but I always do... I don't enjoy watching the Vikings games. I enjoy watching the fans watch Vikings games, as in these guys. To see people get that stressed out over a 27-yard field goal...
Wasn't it 23 yards?
It was 23, yeah.
Oh, just comical at the least. I mean, and I don't blame you for being terrified of that, but it is just the most entertaining thing, how bad... And, you know, at the end of the game, I was like... It's happening. Like, Jaguars are going to put together a game-winning drive, and this is going to go into overtime. Mm-hmm. And then I remember even Jake was like, well, they also need to convert 2 points. I'm like, they're probably going to do that.
Yeah.
And they did it.
Yeah, it's frustrating.
Think about all the things. Think about all the things, and you guys that are the Vikings fans don't need to think about this because you know it. Think about all the things that just worry you and stress you in a football game that other teams, even college teams, don't. Like, say, punts.
Yeah.
Yep.
Both ways, punting or receiving. Yep. Now, the punting has gotten a little bit better in the last 2-3 games, but there was a while where every fourth down, you're terrified.
Yeah.
Now, other team, 3rd and 12, Harrison Smith makes a great play, knocks a ball down. 4th and 12, and you know they're going to punt.
Yeah.
You're not relieved there. You know, no. KJ Osborne's back there doing I don't know what exactly. Now extra points are in that mix, and 25-yard field goals. Dan Bailey, it's a Vikings thing, and I can say this because I'm an outsider that has come in. Blair Walsh, to the minute he struck that ball against Seattle, was one of the most accurate kickers in NFL history.
Yeah, he was like first in the league. I remember he was the first kicker everyone would draft in your fantasy league in every league you were in.
Mm-hmm. Kai Forbath, when he got here. Now, there's a reason he was available, but he gets here. He's one of the most accurate kickers. Dan Bailey, he's one of the most accurate kickers. Daniel Carlson, whom you drafted and cut after 4 games, is having a Hall of Fame career for the Raiders.
Yeah.
Something happens to kickers here, and it goes back to Gary Anderson when he missed the kick against Atlanta. It hasn't been the same since.
Yep.
Because the curse started there.
Well,
right?
And also, Chris, it goes out the same way. Like, players who leave the Vikings thrive in other places, as you said, like Daniel Carlson. But as a Colts fan, we have Xavier Rhodes, and he's one of the best cornerbacks in the AFC. He's like, he got hurt yesterday, and I was very upset. Like, it's amazing the Minnesota sports effect. You have Ortiz, Garnett, like, Carlos Gomez, when he went to the Brewers, he made the All-Star team the next year, and we were pushing him down to AAA.
I like to look at the goalies, right? Darcy Kemper, he leaves the Minnesota Wild.
Same story.
Antoine Khudobin, he leaves the Minnesota Wild. Both of those were Vezina contenders this year, and now we're struggling to find a goalie, and we signed Cam Talbot, right?
It's like a curse.
Exactly.
It's Minnesota, man. No other place deals with this, I swear.
Throw Brent Burns on there, too.
Oh, yeah, there you go. That's perfect.
Well, this is a draft pick, but, like, Nick Leddy, I mean, he's not, like, a Hall of Famer, but, I mean, that's a guy
Cam Barker, we traded him for
straight
up.
What the hell
up.
Is that? You could go on forever.
Yeah, this list
especially
is just gonna,
with the
we're
going
to go down a wormhole with this list.
But, yeah.
Every
I
sport.
It happens everywhere, I feel, except Boston over the last 15 years has kind of had it to a degree, but not all of the pro teams all kind of at the same time.
Yeah,
Atlanta fans struggle. If you look at Atlanta teams, they have as hard of a time now. At least they actually make it to the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
dude, this century at least.
I'm from DC. Until 3 years ago, you know, when the Capitals won the Stanley Cup, we were right there with the Twin Cities and hadn't won anything since 1991. So,
yeah,
Chris,
go ahead.
How should Vikings fans feel about this win? I mean, because we won, but it sure didn't feel like a win after the game, you know? So what should we be feeling right now?
Brutal.
Who cares? If it gets you into the playoffs, it's a win. I seriously say that. That's Zimmer speak. But, I mean, doesn't matter. It's a win. I mean, beating Tampa next week counts as much as beating Jacksonville this week. The one thing you can look to, you know, should you manhandle a 1-10 team?
Yep,
absolutely. You got missed extra points. You got it. That game was so weird. Yeah. 3 missed extra points, a safety, missed field goals, Globetrotters routine for cut. There were so many weird moments in the game. Forgetting that you have Justin Jefferson on the roster until the third quarter. a million things. Should they have smashed Jacksonville? Yes. However, they didn't collapse. They had every chance and have had the chance. What did they win? Five of their last six?
Yep.
None have been blowout. One was a blowout. Who did they blow out?
Oh, the Vikings. Oh, jeez.
Anyway, four of the five wins have all – five of the six games have been close games.
Yeah.
And they've won more than they've lost. That's a good sign? No. That's a good sign. I'm not going to say like
– It was Detroit, right? Was Detroit the team they beat pretty bad?
Yeah, that was
– Yes.
Yeah, by a couple – a couple touchdowns, yeah.
But the rest of the games have been pretty resilient. I mean, you gave yourself every – look, you're down 9-0 and Jacksonville's driving with Mike – freaking Glennon. And I even said on social media, I said, the Vikings needed one of two things here. They either need to start pressuring this guy or just sit back and pray that he remembers he's Mike Glennon.
Yeah.
Both things eventually happen, but they're driving 9-0 when Dantzler comes up with the interception. Huge. If he doesn't do that, oh, it's 16-0. Now it's a different game. Cousins throws the pick six on the first play of the second half. Could have folded their tents and kind of blown up. I've been waiting for this entire season and even last season for somebody on the defense to go over to somebody on the offense and just strangle them. What are you guys doing? We can't do any better than we're doing. Please take this ball and go that way and score us 6 points.
Well, yeah, they get sick of being on the field all the time.
Oh, I mean, the time of possession numbers in the first six games of the season were ridiculous. Mm-hmm. So you haven't seen that happen. They stayed cohesive. They're missing everybody.
Yeah.
I mean, on the defense, Hunter Kendricks,
Barr,
two rookie corners, Barr, Pierce, technically, or if you want to say Linval, take your pick.
Mm-hmm.
Everson Griffin,
Mike Hughes.
How is a defense? Mm-hmm. How is a defense even okay if you take away six of the best seven or eight, with the other two being Harrison Smith and Anthony Harris? How is that defense still that good? So. Was it a sexy win? No. But it's a win. In a circumstance that a team 2 months ago or definitely a year ago would have absolutely folded their tents up and left. Mm-hmm. And that's, I think, a good sign going forward. Now, if they go get their teeth kicked in at Tampa, don't forget it. They can still lose. If you lose to Tampa, you got to beat New Orleans. If you beat Tampa, you've got one more loss I think you can burn. And I think you're going to handle everybody else. So you're going to have to win one game you're not supposed to, and that's to make up for – Atlanta and Dallas.
Yep.
So are they the best team in the NFL? No, but these people say, oh, these guys, I don't care. What are they just going to make the playoffs and get beat anyway?
Yeah.
Well, then don't watch the games. Like, what kind of fan are you if you're saying
that? I hate that. Like, I've talked to some Vikings fans over the course of the weeks. We're like, oh, we're 5-6 or 6-6. They just need to tank. Like, I'm sick of this. They need to tank and get it. They're just going to go to playoffs and lose. It's dude.
I always ask those people. I'm like, do you just go to work and not try?
Yeah. It's like, you can't just tell a bunch of GMs and players, hey, don't try. We're going to tank this year. You can't. No. I'd rather take a wild card playoff team and watch my team in the playoffs, even if they get killed, than tank and all that crap. Like, that's just stupid. Like, I want to see a team in the playoffs. It's fun to watch. I don't care what position you're in. That's just such a – I've never got that take on that at all. I just never got it.
Let's say 9 wins is sort of the line where you get into the playoffs. Yeah. It usually is. Unless you're in the NFC East, then it sticks.
Mm. Yeah. What a fucking disaster.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
NFC East.
9 wins get you in. The difference between 9 wins and 12 wins is a lot different than the difference from 9 wins to 0 or 1 wins,
mm-hmm.
which is where the Jets and the Jaguars are headed. You don't want to be there as a fan base. And hope Trevor Lawrence might end up being Johnny Unitas. He might end up being Ryan Leaf. There is no way to know that. Why would you put yourself through that? You'd much rather go give yourself a fighting chance. That Saints win last year was terrific. Did anybody really think the Vikings were going to win the Super Bowl last year? No. Last year, 2 years ago. Why am I blanking?
Last year.
Last year, yeah. Mm-hmm. Getting old, dude. Birthday tomorrow, and it's going.
Oh, yeah.
Happy birthday.
Yes, happy early birthday,
thank
Chris.
You. Appreciate that. That Saints win was fun. That was worth all the stumbling and bumbling they did all season to sneak in and get to that point. Do it again this year. Have fun with that. What do you remember from last year? You remember the losses? You remember beating the Saints?
Yep.
Yeah.
That's what you want.
Yeah, and listening to Michael Thomas tweet like a 10-year-old on his couch in the second round.
Right. Only one team's going to win every year. And never feels like it. Well, it never is your team if you're from Minnesota, unless you're a Lynx fan or a Gopher hockey fan. Yeah. But that you don't want to be a Jets fan right now. You don't want to be a Jaguars fan right now.
Well, and it seems you want to get to that point is ridiculous.
But it also seems like when teams get stuck to the bottom like that, they're there. There's situations where it doesn't happen with a good draft pick, but it seems like they're there for a little while. Like the Browns, for example. They had the first round pick, or you know, they had a top five pick so many years in a row, and they just stuck to the bottom for years and couldn't figure it out. The same thing is probably going to happen with the Jets. Like, even if they get a good quarterback, there are so many other problems there that one guy is not going to fix it all. And they're going to be like that for years. Exactly. You never want to be stuck to the bottom like that, because it's – unless you're like the – I mean, I know like the Colts had a 1-15 year the year they got Luck the next year, and we went like 8-8 or something like that, which was impressive. But the odds of that happening after just one first-round draft pick aren't likely. So you don't want to be in the bottom like that.
Exhibit A and why you don't try to tank resides at Target Center.
Yeah. Yep. Same story, but in basketball.
Yep.
We're like the fucking Browns in basketball. The Browns up until this year, last year.
How many top four picks have the Timberwolves had, and what has it gotten them? Now, Towns is a hit. Finally. Can you make it work with him? Remains to be seen. But how many from the Western Conference final run until now, how many windows for we're going to get it back on track have they had? And they've never been able to do it. Mm-hmm. Degrees of ineptitude and a lot of reasons why, but that's why you don't – once you're at the bottom, unless – if you're a free agent, would you want to sign with the Jets right now?
No. Hasn't Trevor Lawrence, like, come out and say that? Like, if I get drafted by the Jets, if that's going to happen, like, I might play another year of college football?
Right. Yeah.
Terrible team.
Yeah.
New York microscope.
Dead-end
job. It's hard to live in New York, period. You know, between commuting and getting to the stadium and getting to it's hard to do.
Fan base is toxic.
Oh my gosh.
Well, like when Messier and the Rangers were doing their thing, like that was, they owned the city.
Yeah.
Let's go as far back as Joe Namath. If you can take over New York, you know, Derek Jeter, there's no better place. There's no worse place to be lousy than New York City.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think Chris did a really good segue there into the Timberwolves bit.
The Timberwolves bit with Malik Beasley. What's going on with him right now?
Okay. He's had a month.
So much going on with that right now. That is just so just to kind of recap before we go into thoughts for anybody that doesn't know what's going on with that. So Malik Beasley, it started off with, I mean, he pretty much was paranoid outside his house, put a gun to people, pretty much the people who were just sitting in a car outside of his house, who were just there for like Parade of Homes or whatever, right?
He never got charged for that in the end.
Never got charged for that. But then what, did he have an affair with?
Well, no, then he pointed, they said he pointed a gun at his kid, right?
He's got a court hearing.
Yeah, for the kid thing, yeah, but I heard the original stuff was dismissed.
Okay, so but the kid thing is still on, right, Chris? Is that true?
Yeah. He pointed the gun at the kid.
Then there was a thing with the kid. Then there was a thing with the Scottie Pippen's ex, which is just...
Yep.
Soap opera we walking into.
I was gonna say, can I make a joke here? That was the last dance for Malik and his wife.
Yep.
So
when I heard that, I was like, how in the hell does Malik Beasley get involved with getting in the conversation of Scottie Pippen?
Right.
Like, doesn't it?
I mean, maybe he was trying to use the intercourse as a way to access Scottie's basketball powers. That's just one possible theory that
I
had.
Trying to do it through his wife.
Yes.
Through his wife.
Yep. Yep. So that's one idea.
Here's the problem, though. He's a good player. Like, he's got a career that he's toying with. If you're a ham and egger, and you're hanging on for, I mean, you know, I'd rather be the last guy on an NBA bench than kind of any of us. That's no offense, gentlemen. It's just a different
life. Yeah. Yep.
He's good, and he's just, I don't ever understand these guys that throw it away. And sometimes there's a lot going on there, addiction or mental, but go ahead.
What are the Timberwolves even, like, this seems like a really weird time to give them that four-year, $60 million extension, doesn't it?
30-year extension, because his wife's going to take half of that.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, nope.
There's got to be riders in there. There's got to be some morals clauses in there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. When you make that much money. But, yeah, I mean, I always get surprised when you hear of these players with all these guns. I mean, you make enough money to hire a private security team to protect you, you feel the need to have not only illegal weapons, but stolen weapons. Why are you stealing things from people? You make more money than most people make in their entire lives in 1 year, and you're stealing weapons from other people. I don't understand it.
It's like Same thing with the players that you hear that just get repeated DUIs. One, I'll get, you make that mistake. You go out, you lead a club life. You can do that. You think you're invincible. You have a couple too many drinks. You pull it once. These guys that do it over and over, you make so much money, pay someone $75,000 and their only job is to sit there with the cell phone and come get you.
I'll do that.
Sign me up. I'll do it next year.
Well, if you're too good for Uber, I think a lot of the teams have private ride services for things like that.
The NFL, in every single state, in all 50 states, the NFL actually provides riding services for the players.
Probably give them free Uber and whatever.
But that's probably just not good enough.
It's the only sport that does.
Yeah, and yet I feel like it's a sport that I hear the most people getting DUIs and still to this day.
Yeah. Melvin Gordon.
I don't understand that one. The guns thing, I also don't get. And I do get if you are making that kind of money, you're a target.
Yep.
But you're right. Hire somebody.
Yeah.
Hire somebody.
Hire some guy to sit in your driveway.
It's just not a good look when Timberwolves are.
And then there's the guys like.
Well, no, I was gonna say it's just like.
Go ahead.
I heard the Malik Beasley stuff, I thought it was like done at the bit happening outside of his house, and I hear the Scottie Pippen stuff. Then I see a contract. I'm like, what the hell? I'm like, this is the most Timberwolves thing to do. I don't know.
This guy had to have broken a record for getting the most Timberwolves the most publicity in a month, right? I mean, not for good reasons, but the Timberwolves are usually not on anyone's radar.
The NBA news is more about Malik Beasley than Anthony Edwards, like the number one overall pick. I feel like that's just been crazy.
Timberwolves news.
Yeah, Anthony Edwards obviously he didn't pick it, but not a good time to get drafted when Malik Beasley's stealing the show with his illegal and adultery encounters.
Those are getting media coverage.
All the other weirdness that we've seen with the Timberwolves over the years. It just, some of it is self-inflicted, but a lot of it is just how does the same weird things keep happening to the same franchise over and over and over?
Yeah.
Just one weird thing after.
It'll just blow your mind.
Just constant. Well,
I mean, and to turn it to go the other side of it. I mean, Karl Towns, I don't know if you guys saw his Zoom call the other day. He's in a bad place right now, totally understandably.
Yeah, 100%. He's lost, seven family members? This month or this year?
On an uncle Wednesday.
Jeez, man.
Can't even imagine.
He's not in a good place. And this is no fault of his own. You know, you get D'Angelo. You figure if they start out hot this year, they can go grab somebody else. There's some cap room problems I'll have to deal with. But they can go, this is his time to shine. And I don't know if he's ready to do that. And again, I can't stress enough. It's not his fault. But this guy's been through, you know, the ringer the last 6 months, and just, you know, how does that happen when now second best player in franchise history, right, is ready to pop and all this happens? Like, just, it always seemed like they can't get out from under.
It's just the Timberwolves. It's only the Timberwolves. The amount of events that have occurred in this year when we're trying to rebuild the team.
Yeah, well, I was gonna say like Chris, you were saying about since 2005, since the conference finals run, it's always been, how do we get back on track? And I was a huge Timberwolves fan as a kid, and I still definitely am a fan, but I've been so turned off because the last 15 years it's been, oh, no, we're a year away. We're a couple years away. Oh, no, we'll be good this year. And I've been hearing it this year, and I legitimately have a little more. I mean, if you COVID aside, you have some confidence with D'Lo and Kat and potentially, you know, even a guy like Malik Beasley. If they pick up a guy and if they start off hot, like you said, this team could actually maybe make some noise, make the playoffs, and who knows? I know it's really tough to win in this landscape with, you know, guys like LeBron James and stuff, but it was the most promising team probably in 15 years, besides the Jimmy Butler team, but you know what I mean? And now this is just Malik Beasley and obviously the COVID situation with Kat, and it's when we finally have maybe something good going here for the first time in a while, it's squatted.
All right, we'll go positive. You want to move on to something else? I can talk about this.
Yes.
The sun is going to set on LeBron James at some point. I don't know when, but sometime.
It will end.
The interesting thing, somebody pointed out that LeBron's new contract with the Lakers perfectly sets him up to sign a one-year deal with whoever drafts his kid.
Yep. That's bananas, awesome. If you think about it. That's awesome. It's great, yeah.
Sun's going to set on him. Golden State, light at the end of the tunnel's there. The Spurs, they're gone. Denver's coming.
Seems like everyone wants out of Houston.
Yeah.
West is, it's going.
Yeah, it's shifting.
Somebody's going to pop up. But if Russell and Towns can stick around, if they work. Anyway, the two people that you didn't mention that I think not enough people, I think Gerson Rosas and Ryan Saunders are both the key and also I like Gerson. I don't like Gerson as a journalist because he doesn't tell us anything. He doesn't leak anything. He doesn't talk. He just does stuff. I, as journalist hat, can't stand it. If I were a Wolves fan, I would love that. And then Ryan Saunders, who I love as a kid. I've watched him grow up. I've gotten to know him a little bit. Well, I was glad when he got the job, but I think we all agreed, like, oh, this is too early. Like, this is great. He's getting a chance here. I don't know how this is going to work. I think now it's going to work. I think he has done enough on the job learning and kind of, I don't want to say fake it till you make it, but I think he's now in a pretty good spot where, you know, if he'd flopped with the Wolves and then kind of gone and been maybe an assistant somewhere and then got his second head coach job, I think he'd be then where he is right now. And he's got a good team under him. So I'm with you. I'm optimistic. I think they've turned some corners. You just hope that Towns can play and is focused and driven. And if he's not, you'd understand. You hope that Russell stays engaged and likes what he's seeing. You hope Rubio doesn't get frustrated. You hope that Beasley just doesn't do anything
just
but play basketball.
Stays out of trouble.
Right.
Stay out of trouble.
I'm with you. I'm buying Wolf stock for the first time in a long time.
All right. Put it on the record.
I like it.
We're investing in the Wolves. I'm down to do that with you, Chris, not only because there's going to be nothing else to do in the spring, but I'm not going to use that as the main reason. But, yeah, I mean, we could see an exciting Wolves team emerge, and like you said, that seems like a lot of people, a lot of good players from the West are leaving other than the Lakers dynasty, which is undoubtedly might just win another championship this year. We'll see. But, you know, it's exciting to see maybe the Timberwolves not – be in the bottom eight teams that didn't get invited to the bubble in 2020.
Yep.
Remember when Stephen A. Smith, someone asked him, you think the Timberwolves should go to the bubble? He's like, the Timberwolves? No, the Timberwolves shouldn't go to the bubble. And I was like, I agree with you.
He can't, and he can't yell at players to stay off the weed anymore because what, they're not doing random drug
tests
for marijuana now?
Yeah, Malik Beasley, you don't have to, well,
maybe you should stay
off
the
weed. He has other issues, but yeah, he can
too,
smoke
too
now.
Soon on that
too
one.
Too soon, yeah. But yeah. But that'll be crazy. But
stay off the weed.
Stay off the weed.
Or just use it sparingly.
Yes. Yes.
Don't go on the court high.
Yeah.
Like, that's not what they're saying.
Unless you can make threes high, then you should go on
the court. Maybe that's just like the Mike bit with the shoes. Maybe some player is going to come out or some kid's going to smoke a little.
We're not endorsing smoking weed on the basketball court unless you win.
The announcer, I want to hear her go, it's got to be the weed.
Perfect. Yeah. It's got to be the weed, man. Speaking of something a little more positive, in town, the Gopher basketball, although that North Dakota game the other night was whatever, but that's just going to happen.
Wins a win, Jake. Wins a win. That's the definition of this week.
They're undefeated. Gopher hockey is 6-0. They have the most promise that I've seen out of them in like 6 years. But in the midst of like of COVID and all this, where there isn't a lot, obviously the Wild aren't playing, I think a lot of hockey eyes are obviously on the Gophers right now, and they're looking pretty damn good. And
Jake,
like,
you haven't played a team in the NCHC yet.
Hey.
And won't.
Yeah, we exactly, won't. Sadly. But still to go 6-0 when we usually have struggled in the last 5 years against teams like Michigan State, Penn State, and I think, was it Ohio State that we played? Yeah. To still go through 6-0, I that's very promising as a Gopher fan. Like, come on, I love seeing that. That's awesome.
Your encouragement for over the last few years is, you know, I feel like for the last 5 or 6 years, until it got to be Christmas or New Year's, they sleepwalked. This year they've been shot out of a cannon and they look really good. And you know, that can always change and turn, but boy, they've had a history of closing strong and now they're opening strong.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it just figure? I mean, some team's going to win a championship this year in a year that no fan could be there to see it. Like, I thought for sure, like, Twins are going to win the World Series. Nobody can go. Gophers are going to go to the Rose Bowl.
Yeah, this would be the year we did it, the Asterix year.
And then
they
all go back into the tank next year. Right, right.
That's what we all thought. And then the Twins got swept by the Astros, but we're not getting
into that. If any year a Minnesota sports team would win a championship, you would think it would be a year like 2020, right?
Yeah.
Where everyone's doing the air quotes.
I was – this is bad as a Minnesota fan, but I was like, deathly scared going into, like, the season of sports since baseball, knowing college football was going to come back, that I'm like, damn it, you know what? One of these teams is going to blow up. We're going to actually see a team go on a run that we've never seen before, and we can't even be there to watch it. But right now that hasn't happened to, obviously, like the Wild. They got, you know, shut down, Twins, whatever. It could happen, Gopher hockey or Gopher basketball. Who the hell knows? Like, that would suck. Because I always said, like, if the Gophers basketball Like, it's a long shot to say they would make the Final Four, obviously, but like I always said, like, Gopher basketball makes the Final Four, I'm there, man. I am there.
Yeah.
And this would be the year they would make it.
I'm old enough to remember I wasn't here. I was a bartender in Indianapolis mm-hmm. when the Gophers made their Final Four.
Yeah, 97.
Indianapolis.
Yeah.
And we were at the Buffalo Wild Wings in Broad Ripple, which is the big bar district in Indianapolis. And I remember so many Gopher fans. I made a fortune off Gopher fans that weekend. It was great. And then I've heard since, like, what it was like around here. And I do remember I had just moved to Duluth in 1997 when the Timberwolves made their first playoff run. And I saw it a little bit there. And then when they made that Western Conference Finals run, I mean, there is a massive basketball community. Darren Wolfson in my office has made this argument for years. The Wild came up with the state of hockey thing, which was genius marketing right out of the gate. Put head-to-head similar levels of success, which teams would get more buzz? It would be the basketball teams. Now, Gopher hockey 15, 20 years ago was at least equal to where the basketball team was when they made their, you know, the buzz around the basketball team's Final Four and the buzz around the championships for hockey, similar. I don't think it would be the same now. There are so many basketball fans in the state dying for something to cheer for from either the Gophers or, I mean, you saw it the 1 year, again, old age, Gopher basketball, 3 years ago, 2 years ago.
Was it the last year they made the tournament?
Yeah, or, I guess the only year in the last six.
Yeah, when they beat Louisville.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
The buzz was going big time, and the Barn was a fun place to be. Mm-hmm. The game that year against Wisconsin, I remember, was fantastic.
Yep.
Target Center, when it's hopping and the Wolves were playing in the Western Conference Final, or the Barn, when, you know, you're really good and playing another top 10 ranked Big Ten team, those are great venues, and it's there. And everybody thinks, I'm a hockey guy. You guys know this. This is more a state of basketball, but it just hasn't had a reason. It hasn't had anything to cling on to.
Yeah, well, and it's funny you mentioned that with the Gophers in the tournament, because I remember I was like a freshman in high school, or maybe I was even in middle school, and the Gophers were playing like Butler in the first round of the NC2A tournament, and every room in the school had it on. Like, people, like, we were watching it in the middle of a school day. Mm-hmm. And, like, that was perfectly okay because it was, like, a big deal that they were
– March Madness,
the Gophers,
man,
are playing in the NC2A tournament, yep, and, like, we're going to watch it in the middle of class. Like, I don't know. I mean, that's kind of cool.
That was probably the year they played – okay, I'm nerding out here with Gopher basketball. That was probably the year they played Xavier.
Xavier, that was
in the
it.
First
I always
round.
Get, like, Butler
and Xavier.
That was
the year they made the
reason.
Run in the Big Ten tournament. They went in the Big Ten tournament totally out of it. Like, I mean, they were on the bubble, I guess, but they needed to, like, make it to the championship to even have a shot, and they did that. They beat, like, Michigan in, like, five overtimes. I was like, what was that guy, Westbrook? What was his first name again?
Jake, no one else here is going to know who you're talking about. Actually, Cam.
Cam.
Producer what, Cam.
What's it? Lawrence Westbrook.
All right.
That guy.
You're one for one, Cam.
That was, like, 10 years ago. No one, everybody was like, who the hell is Lawrence Westbrook? Well, yeah. But that's just.
Well, I'd like to push back
a little
bit.
No, but that's
on
like
the,
there was a lot of hype around that. Like,
true. On like the state of basketball, state of hockey thing. I mean, yeah. I feel like there's 15 Minnesotans getting drafted in every single NHL draft. You're not seeing nearly as many people getting drafted in the NBA for Minnesota. I know you got the Joneses.
Yeah,
who else you got
right.
in the NBA from
well,
Minnesota?
Well, that's not true anymore. You could have made that argument 5 years ago, but now that's. I think what's going on recently is working against Rashad Vaughn. I mean, Amir Coffey. I'm forgetting, guys. There's a bunch more. Even Mike Muscala from up the street here from me in Roseville.
JP
there are a
McCura.
Lot more Minnesotans.
Yeah.
Way more Minnesotans going now, especially in the last 6 years or so. Yeah, Tyus was sort of at the forefront.
And his brother just got drafted, too, last year, right? Or this year, Trey?
Yep.
Trey,
just,
yep.
Yeah, just got drafted.
Yeah.
Gary Trent Jr. I'm forgetting, guys.
Jake, I'm surprised you're not synced up on this list.
Well, I mean, I could name a couple guys from the Gophers that got drafted, but I don't know if they're from Minnesota, per se.
Well, four guys just got drafted. I mean, Tyrell Terry from De La Salle just got drafted. Zeke Nagy from Hopkins just got drafted.
I mean, you look at Daniel Oturu, even. I mean,
Oturu. Yeah. And yeah, so four guys this draft. This isn't the year to make that argument. I'm with you that there's more
I would
Minnesota
still say more Minnesotans got drafted in the NHL draft than the NBA this year, though, still.
100%.
Yeah.
But I think that just from
Minnesota basketball is rising 100% is what you're saying.
And I'll tell you this from having lived in Duluth and here.
Yeah.
Your hockey hotbeds in Minnesota are the Twin Cities, the Northeast.
Like the Iron
Northwest.
Range a little bit.
Yeah.
Yep. That's, yeah. The Northeast, the Northwest. So over near Fargo, Grand Forks.
Yeah.
And the Twin Cities. And then there's pockets. basketball is everywhere else. Mm-hmm. Every Central Minnesota is way
bigger.
Yeah,
it's always these small towns that these guys get drafted from. I've noticed
Think
that
about
too.
It, you need seven guys to have a you need seven guys a gym and a ball to have a basketball team. Mm-hmm. You need 25 a rink.
Yep, for hockey. Yeah.
So
and money.
I think there is a lot more
right? hockey, geez.
There is a lot more basketball statewide, but mm-hmm. not you know, Twin Cities, I think it's 50-50. Northeast and Northwest, it's not close.
Yeah.
But there's a lot more basketball out there than a lot of people in the cities would think.
I know like the high school state basketball tournament almost always has a lot of hype. That's actually pretty fun to watch every single year. I mean, like it's, you know, it gets less hype than the hockey one, but for sure it's like getting more and more popularity every year as well.
It's still being like almost sellouts on the like the big stage, like the 5A championship.
I've seen it on ESPN before too.
Oh, yeah.
Like, yeah.
I mean, there is
someone who hosts
players.
The state basketball tournament. Thank you.
Oh, there we go.
But I'll tell
there
you, the ratings are similar.
Yeah.
The ratings from hockey and basketball are similar. You do see a difference in the in-arena product. People have been going to the state hockey tournament. That's it's like going to the Indy 500. Mm-hmm. You go.
Yeah.
You go, your family goes, your uncle goes, your brother goes. You go to McGovern's, you go. People don't have that tradition so much with the basketball tournament. But I'll tell you, from a TV rating standpoint, hockey does better, but they're a lot closer than people would think.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if basketball was two classes, I think basketball would be higher.
Yeah, that would make sense, actually.
Yeah, I don't want to open up a jar here, but like and bring up my more hatred that I wasn't even here for about when the North Stars left. But I feel like that put a dagger in hockey's popularity to go down a little bit, being we didn't have a professional team here for 5 years. And even when we did get a team back in the Wild, a lot of people were probably still turned off because they're like, oh, well, they're not the North Stars, so screw them. And,
yeah, especially
and
if you grow up
the Wolves
watching,
are going up, yeah.
Yeah.
In the mid-90s.
That coincided. I mean, the Stars left and the Wolves came in right about the same time. So, yeah there's something to that. That's a good
I have a random Gopher basketball question. Are there still a bunch of people from Minnesota committing to the Badgers? Is that still a big thing?
There's eight guys on the Badgers roster right
from Minnesota. That's ridiculous.
Maybe seven. It might only be seven.
See, like it's definitely happening, but it was really bad like 5-6 years ago under Bo Ryan. Like, he was just stealing the top guys, and like Tubby Smith and at his end, and then
Bo
Sarah
Ryan
Rich
was just
Pitino.
At a new level of coaching.
God, we could not get any of these guys.
Well, you want me to make you feel worse about it?
Yes. No.
The top two high school football prospects in the state, Riley Malman from Lakeville North and Jake Ratzler from Rosemount. Badgers.
Oh my God.
Well, and wasn't there another kid who went to like Minnehaha who went to the Badgers as well?
Yeah,
like a lineman
that.
Or tight end or big guy up front.
Oh, yeah.
I thought.
Last year.
Yeah.
I know you're talking.
It's just it's a trend.
One went to Michigan State. One's Jalen Suggs. I feel awful saying that. Caden Johnson went to Michigan State. Yeah.
See, again, it's like my mind is just.
But yeah.
Yeah.
Wisconsin and Marquette played each other over the weekend, and I believe there were 9 Minnesota players in the game. 7 on the Badgers, 2 on Marquette.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, okay, like, you're not going to be at 100% success rate. But like, if
I
you're Richard
you
Pitino, you're not going to get 100%. You're not going to get all the players. If you do think that you're like, terrible opinion. But the fact that we can't get more than we got, especially like the amount of like good prospects we've seen in the last 20 years out of the state. You just see them going to other schools. It sucks. Like, you even see it, like, not just Wisconsin, and you're watching some random game in the NCAA tournament, and you see a team making a run, blah blah blah, from Blaine, Minnesota, and you're like, what? Where did we miss this guy? And it turns out we probably did recruit him. We didn't recruit him enough for something.
I saw
it's
a video.
So frustrating.
I think it was last year when there was still a crowd, but like University of Wisconsin was in town, right? And they announced one of the players from Minnesota, and all of Williams was echoing and booze.
Oh,
it was nice to see.
It's booze. There was a guy on. I went to the Maryland. Wasn't there a guy on Maryland from Minnesota? I thought there was. Like, there was one guy.
I should know that.
Basketball. I thought there was one guy because I went to the Maryland game last year where they, you know, had a lead most of the game and blew it at the last second. Just the life of being a Gopher fan. But anyway, I think there was one guy in Minnesota, and even it was Maryland, and the students were just booing him. It's just like, dude, give this guy a break. He went to Maryland. Calm down. He's like the only guy. Just cool it. But it's just, yeah, it sucks, though, in general, just seeing those guys, that's that talent, because a lot of these guys in Minnesota could make a Final Four team here. They really could.
And those are the guys. A lot of people hammer Richard Pitino for not landing Tyus Jones, Trey Jones, Gary Trent Jr., Zeke Nagy, Daniel O'Toole is really the only blue chip guy he's landed from locally. Mm-hmm. Even back to Rashad Vaughn. I'm forgetting other guys. Tyrell Terry. All the guys this year. Tyrell Terry. Those aren't the guy. Those guys.
No. Yeah.
It's understandable. Those guys want to go to Duke, Stanford, Arizona. I get it. Like, those aren't the guys you're worried about. It's the guys going to Wisconsin. Brad Davison, the point guard that every Gopher fan hates from Maple Grove, is one of my favorite athletes I've ever covered. I loved him at Maple Grove. I love him. His competitive streak is incredible. And the Gophers just got in too late. They really didn't show him much love at all. And by the time they started recruiting him, it was too late. Tyler Wall, kid from, I don't want to mix up my, I think he's Lakeville. Nate Reavers, the tall shooter for the Badgers from Lakeville North. Dawson Garcia from Prior Lake.
Yeah.
It's those guys. It's the Power Five conference college basketball starters. Those are the guys that Patino's got to get. You're not going to get the guy who's going to get drafted into the NBA.
Yeah.
He's going to want to go play for a legacy program.
Yeah.
It's the rest of these guys that you've got to keep a couple of them at home just to give, you know, I'm not even saying the fan base. It's not to give the fan base something to cheer about, but it's to give the next kid a reason to stay home. And then the next kid a reason to stay home. When I grew up in Maryland, if you were a stud high school basketball player in Baltimore, you had to answer to people if you went anywhere other than Maryland. Like, it was
you had to defend yourself from getting paled to death for leaving.
If you're a 10th grader and you're good, like, you're going to Maryland, right?
Yeah.
And that's just how it went. And 19 of them went on to the NBA, and Baltimore's a huge high school basketball city. You got to do it that way. You got to fortress your state. And look, one of the biggest strong points, and I don't want to overstate this, we've always heard it, you know, Jerry Kilsen, one of the great things about coming here is because the whole state's behind us. We're the only Division I program.
Brick
state
by is brick.
Big. Not anymore.
Nope.
St. Thomas is down the street. That's a pretty good school. Mm-hmm. And they're going to be able to recruit, and they're going to get kids to want to have that kind of education and live in a city. Now, are they going to win a Final Four? No. But could they build a decent little program there that might steal a guy or two? Maybe. So you got to fortress off the state. You got to do it. I mean, hockey teams have been doing it for years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it just really sucks. Like, you want that one star player to just, like, be kind of like the start the domino effect, I guess you would call it, just bring more players in. And that one guy they thought was really going to do it, I remember at the time, was that Jarvis Johnson. But unfortunately, I mean, I remember he was saying, like, I want to be the starter, like, to show that Patino's a good coach and people should start coming here and blah, blah, blah. But unfortunately, he had a heart issue, never even got to play. And he didn't get to show.
He still stayed. He was rostered all the way through and was a graduate assistant. He's a great kid.
Yes.
It's hard to say because you never know from high school. I've seen guys that were okay in high school. Like, Tyrell Terry was good in high school. He went to college, and I saw him play at Stanford. I was like, oh, my God. Like, this kid's found another gear. And then there's plenty of other kids who went from high school, and you went, oh, okay, having some trouble. I don't know how Jarvis would have transitioned. I think he would have been good. I don't know if he would have been good. I don't think he's not Tyus Jones. He's not Gary Trent Jr. He's not Zeke Nagy. He's not those guys. But, yeah, I mean, he was a good local guy that you got to stay. And if you at least could have established the De La Salle pipeline there, you know, that could have helped. God, he was a good kid, man. I'm glad you mentioned him. He's a good kid.
Yeah, I always saw him, like, because I went to the U, if people haven't been able to tell so far. But I always – I went going to games, you know, just seeing him, I'd always just see him, but, you know, always helping out the, you know, warm-ups and stuff for all – I think he was a – freshman, I was a freshman or something, because I remember seeing him, like, all 4 years, and I'm like, this guy's dedication is still just to stay there.
Love the game. You see so many people that are talented, so many players that are talented, and you just tell they don't love the game. Man, did that kid love the game.
Yeah. Well, we were talking about, like, the being if we're a state of basketball or state of hockey. You can debate that, but are we a state of soccer?
Yeah.
We might be.
Look at that segue.
The Loons, Chris. I know you wanted to hit on the Loons.
The Loonies.
They're playing – well, this podcast is going to air – Tuesday afternoon, so the game against the Sounders would have already have happened, right?
Yes.
So it's playing tonight, Monday night, as we're recording this.
Yep.
It's starting in about 20 minutes from us live right now.
Yep. The Loons are the underdogs, plus 350 if you're a gambler.
Who are they playing, by the way?
They're playing Sounders. The Seattle Sounders, okay. which I've said is we should not lose to a team who used to be sponsored by Xbox.
or so. Should we?
I don't.
I'm an Xbox guy.
Well, I'm an Xbox guy too, but they have no.
That's a pretty damn cool sponsor.
They have no reason to be sponsoring.
Oh, he's a PlayStation guy.
Oh, so you agree with me. I mean, I'm an Xbox guy, but I just, it's just, it was so weird to see them running around being athletic wearing the word Xbox on their chest when you usually have people like me
kind of weird
who sit on the couch and play. I don't know, but Chris, you're more of a soccer expert than probably anyone here. What's the deal with the Loons? Are they the real deal? Are they the thing that we should be getting excited about?
They are the tragedy of the sports tragedy of and I don't want to make it sound like anything related to sports equates anything to the real life tragedies of the coronavirus pandemic, but they are the sports tragedy of the pandemic, because if this had been a normal year, this would have been the year they blew up. Allianz Field would have been, it is already unbelievable.
Yeah.
It's just an incredibly fun place to see a sporting event, not just a soccer game. They would have been picking up momentum throughout this year that finally would have made the people, oh, I hate soccer, 0-0, stupid game, why would I watch it? Even some of those people would have gone, oh, this is actually kind of fun once you sort of get into it and go to a game and drink a beer and hang out. A buddy of mine who's a sports fan, he's kind of my number one drinking buddy, we're sitting around, he goes, hey, how did the United season end up? And I'm like, well, actually, they have a playoff game here coming up in about 3 days. Part of the problem was from the regular season to playoffs, and I won't get on a tangent here. There's a long – the MLS doesn't play when the rest of the world plays soccer.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But the international soccer schedule does not fit with MLS. They had their regular season, then they had a 2.5-week break before starting the playoffs. So we're all kind of all over the place right now. Anyway, people just forgot they were playing, and all of a sudden they have a playoff game and they win it, and then they have another playoff game and they win it. I mean, they're in the Final Four right now. Against all odds, defensive player of the year Aiko Parra last year has barely played this year. They had the goalie of the year last year. He left, went back to Europe. The heart and soul of their team, Ethan Finley, the local kid, even though he's born in Duluth but doesn't really remember being there, is actually from Wisconsin, but we're going to claim him as our own. They've had guys hurt. Ozzie Alonso, the captain, who former Seattle Sounder, which is going to be a cool storyline going on in this game, he's been hurt. So for them to make it this far, they've had a couple pieces. They got this guy Babelo Reynoso, who is so much fun to watch. He's had back-to-back 3-assist games in soccer. To score 3 goals, for teams to score 3 goals in 3 consecutive games, I'll admit as a soccer fan, doesn't happen.
Yeah,
this guy's had 3 assist games, and he just plays so. It's just they're not getting the run because we're just not all dialed in. We've got college hockey games at 4 o'clock on a Tuesday. We've got the NFL games on
Wednesday at 2 last week.
There's one on, yeah.
There's one on Tuesday, yeah.
And they're not getting the run, and even from their fans who are lunatics. I mean, I don't think you can argue with me that there's a Vikings
maybe
would be there. But, man, there aren't nearly as many. But the people who are rabid United fans are psychos in a good way.
Chris, most of us are none of us here follow the Loons. None of us here really follow MLS that much. How does the semifinals work? How does this playoffs work? Is it single game elimination? Is there multiple games? How does it work?
You'll be happy to know. Finally, soccer, because of the pandemic, just as a normal single game, single elimination.
Nice match. And perfect. Clean. Not like the what was the MLS's back bit? We thought that was the playoffs.
We thought that was the season and everything. Even as ridiculous as it sounds, I was
so confused.
I was just confused about that.
What was brilliant about it. They didn't do a real good job of explaining it, obviously. It was a mid-season. So what soccer will do, all right, you guys hear us soccer heads talking about the Champions League?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Champions League is if you finish in the top, depending on how good your country is, top 2 to 5 in your country, you get to go to the Champions League. Mm-hmm. And that's playing against – you know,
all the other best leagues teams, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So it's a separate competition that's going on at the same time. You'll play your Champions League game on Wednesday, and then you'll go back and play your Premier League game on Saturday. So you're in two competitions. What I love about it is there's more to compete for. So my team, Tottenham Hotspur, in the Premier League, this year is different because they've got a chance at the title, but they usually don't. But their goal is to get into that top 4 or 5 so that they can play in the Champions League, which is really cool. So now they're going to be playing Real Madrid. They're going to play Inter Milan. They're going to play Barcelona. So that's – soccer does that. They'll do
– they'll give you a chance to get that spot. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. But what it is you'll have all these other competitions going on at once. So you have a team that might be playing the Champions League in Europe, the Premier League, which is their day job in England, then they'll also do these things called cups, which are really cool. They'll take every team in English soccer from the top team of the Premier League. I think they go down 8 levels.
Holy crap.
So wow. This, yep. Right. And now it starts with levels 6, 7, and 8 playing against each other, and then like 8 of them get spit forward. And then 3, 4, and 5 come in, and then 8 of them get spit forward. Sometimes, and my team Tottenham is a perfect example, they're about to play in the round of 64 of the English Cup against a team from the 6th division. These are guys that have day jobs. They're bankers,
oh
they're
my
realtors,
gosh.
They're bartenders. And they're going to host a Premier League team because it's a random draw. There's 64 teams in this competition, and they go you at you.
So did they just get their asses kicked completely?
Probably, but what if they don't?
Yeah,
that'd be an incredible story. Yeah,
it'd be like the miracle bit.
It'd be the miracle, but out in England.
Well, no, you know what it's like? It's Mystery Alaska.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Great movie, by the way. Great movie.
So pretend that game matters. So now those two teams are playing Mystery Alaska against the Rangers to advance to the next round.
Yeah.
So this is a very long explanation. The MLS Cup was a small cup competition inside of the regular season.
Okay.
Because they were smart. We got to get on the field.
Yep.
Nobody else is doing anything. We got to get on the field. We got a chance to get eyeballs. So they set it up. So the first 3 rounds of that cup were also regular season games because we also want to have this regular season. Mm-hmm. And then whoever qualifies for the playoffs in the cup are just playing for the cup. So there was a little playoff in there plus regular season games. I hope I haven't lost you.
No, we're
I thought
good.
It was brilliant.
Yeah.
I think it was brilliant. And it was cool for the fans. They just didn't do a great job of explaining to you guys as an example.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Correct.
Yeah, I was just so confused, but I think what you were talking about, like, with going to, like, the Premier League there, you were talking about, like, I think that's what is it called, the relegation and promotion system or promotion-relegation system or
It would save American sports.
There's a huge debate with that. I remember that I debated that in, like, one of my classes back when I was at the U about how they could not only apply that with, like, the MLS, but they could weirdly apply that with, like, XFL or NFL or something weird like
Major
that.
League yeah. Baseball yeah. needs it. If
yeah.
the Florida Marlins want to sit there and stink, let them. Get them out of Major League Baseball
yeah.
and let Buffalo, Charlotte, Las Vegas, whoever come
yeah.
up.
Some of those minor league teams.
Because the minor league system gets all screwy because you got the Twins owning players in the lower divisions, and
yeah.
I don't know how you'd make that work, but it would save.
Could have
baseball.
The Saints could get a shot.
Yeah,
they could. Or like
the Yankees want to spend $300 million, and the Marlins want to spend $12 million. That's fine, but you're going to
you
got to
pay.
There's
price.
A risk. There's a risk,
and that's also gonna stop people tanking.
Yeah,
too. Just like you said earlier, right? Like if you have a reason
debate.
Now to win, because
if
you finish in the bottom 3, you're getting sent down to AAA baseball, and no one wants that.
And then your ticket sales go blump.
Yep.
We'll see.
Okay,
it. Yeah,
And you get rid of the draft too.
That's been talked about.
That's
who's going to sign if you don't believe in Anthony Edwards, and you're the Wolves. Don't pay him. Don't take him. Now, there's also weirdness that you'll have teams in soccer that will just spend ridiculous amounts of money and buy every player. You got to have some checks and balances against that, but. You want to be the Marlins and try to do it on $20 million, knock yourself out. But so again, that adds a layer. So go to English soccer. You're playing for the championship. You're also playing to get into the Champions League.
The next league.
And there's
yeah.
another kind of JV thing below the Champions League. That's the 5th, 6th, and 7th place teams go to the Europa League. It's kind of baby Champions League. Mm-hmm. And then you go to the bottom and you got the bottom teams trying to not get relegated. Mm-hmm. Every team.
Yeah.
There's so much incentive.
Yeah.
American sport has one goal. Win the championship. That's it. Mm-hmm. No one cares about regular season titles.
Yeah.
You got to win a playoff. You got to win 4 best of 7 series for anybody to care about your season.
Wasn't the NBA kind of talking about something very similar to that? That they want to do like an NBA Cup in the middle of the season, right?
Which would be huge. And you do huge bonuses for the players. So now they care, which makes it good television. So we'll watch. And then have it impact the draft somehow.
Or playoffs or something. Or I don't know.
Well, I wish they could figure out a way to do basketball Champions League. Let's get the best 4 NBA teams into a league with 2 German teams, 2 French teams, 2 Spanish
like
teams.
The Australian league that LaMelo played in.
Yeah.
Right. let's do it. Mm-hmm. And figure out some way that that's your competition. You can't tell me, you know, again, you got to make it about money so that the players have a reason to care, and teams can make money that way. If somebody goes and blows a knee out, it's worth it to them. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. I could talk for 2 hours about this. I think that model would be so good for American sports.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's a most important debate, but I think one more thing before we can move on from this is that I think it would make the MLS people give more incentive to watch it, or maybe give it a little more positivity if they allowed almost the MLS to the winner of that to go play in the Champions League or something. I know that'd be hard logistically with Europe, but I don't know.
There is a Champions League in the Americas. So Europe's got its own. Africa's got its own. Mm-hmm. We have one too that you basically went to with some Mexican teams, some Central American teams.
Okay.
It doesn't have Barcelona. It doesn't have.
Yeah. It just doesn't have those blue chip teams.
Solid teams.
And actually, I think United might have qualified for it by making the semis, now that I think about it. But again, it's just not to that level.
Yeah.
But
I would just say
I don't want to do too much soccer.
No, no, I know. All I would say is I would definitely watch United if I saw them playing in a game against Real Madrid or Manchester United. I mean, they might get their asses kicked, but I'm like, I'll watch that.
At least they're on the stage. It's also good for marketing.
Then they can prove if there are those people out there saying they're not a minor league team compared to the rest of the world, or minor league. This league can compete with the rest of the world, which a lot of people probably aren't saying. But those people who maybe want to try to show that American soccer is on the rise in some way, that's a way to prove it. So
yeah,
sure,
I think so. But yeah, let's move away from soccer. Let's move into a couple of our final segments here. We definitely want to hit on our social simp. I know we definitely have a few every week that we want to hit on. It's kind of like, Chris, if you don't know what that is, it's kind of a segment we do here where
we
kind of go and talk about the idiot on social media, or an idiot in general, dumb take or whatever it may be, and we rip on them. So
Really quick, I want to say that, and you probably figured we were going to bring this up, but I would imagine that back in June or so, you may have been the social simp of another podcast when you had that that tweet about the Kraken.
Yeah,
you
know
we have to, you know we have to bring that up, and you're wearing the hat now. But for those of you listeners who don't know, Chris was not exactly on board with the Kraken. Was it the name you didn't like? Right? Still not, even though you're wearing the hat.
Still not.
Okay.
There's a method behind the madness.
Okay. we'll get into that. But yeah, you got absolutely flamed on Twitter. I mean, you had yourself a few days there that were pretty rough.
Well, PMT, who else? Barstool went after you. A lot of people went after you, man.
What happened was, so the tweet was, "Move over, Raptors. We now have a new winner for stupidest sports."
Great tweet. Just awesome.
Well, so here's what I didn't realize. Not only did I piss off everyone in the Pacific Northwest, pissed off pretty much all of Canada.
Yeah. Pissed off NBA fans.
At a time when, coming off of their NBA championship, they had a little bit of wind in their sails.
Yes.
They had a little bit of I got tweets from 95% of sports fans in Toronto, Ontario, and Greater Canada destroying me, because it didn't, you know, you type it and you send it.
Yeah, we all do
it. I was blasting the Kraken name because I still think it's terrible. Love the logo, love the colors, love the branding, love everything. Hate the name.
Yeah.
I didn't realize I was also backhanded slapping badly the Raptors.
Yeah.
And they came out of the woodwork.
Yeah.
We're the NBA champs. And then they started coming at me with, a lot better than the Wild. You know, we won the title. What are the Timberwolves? And I'm like, I'm not a fan of any of these teams, nor did I pick the name Wild, which I also don't love.
Yeah.
It was, Jack, easily the big, you know, whatever the line is of activity that one may cause on social media.
Yeah.
Boom.
Yeah. You had the spike.
I don't know what's second in anything I've done since I began on social media. That was miles beyond everything.
And I remember, like, PFT commentator, like, tweeted a picture of you back in, like, I don't know if it was college, and he said, "This Chris Long is the high version of the football player Chris Long." I actually thought that was kind of funny. I mean, that one had to make you chuckle, right?
I don't know that I saw that.
You'd have to go back.
That one was – that's like the only one that I really know. I mean, I saw your replies. They weren't good. But
advanced Twitter search here.
We might have to dig back in the archives and flash that one on the screen for the clip.
We'll do it.
Because that one was good.
That was a good bit.
Look, Hey, you guys know you have 10,000 takes, and I have like one every.
Well, 10 takes now, Chris. Remember, 10 takes. We're going to make
according
to
WCCO.
Every now and then, and I'll stand by my take. The Raptors were named who they were because Jurassic Park was a popular movie, and everybody thought dinosaurs were cool for like 6 months.
Yep.
And that's people like, the Raptors are a noble bird that hunts. No, your mascot is a big cartoon dinosaur. Either own it or don't. It's a terrible mascot.
Based off a movie.
The jersey purple with the dinosaur, that was kind of dope because they owned it. But the name as a whole, terrible.
Yeah.
Kraken, terrible. Would you want to be the Tigers or the Lions? No. Just not crack it. It's terrible.
Well,
it's
terrible. I wish they would have gone with the Rain City Bitch Pigeons. That one had my vote.
Yes.
Although, Seattle Grunge.
This was sent to me by a friend very shortly after the storm that I caused. Actually, same guy who sent me this sweatshirt. That's an inadvertent coincidence.
Okay.
But my best friend from high school who loves watching me drown on social media. Yeah, it's hit the mailbox just a couple days after.
Well, okay. That explains why you're wearing the hat, because I was going to say... Yes. The fact that you didn't delete the tweet was amazing. I don't know if I would have been
mad respect there.
Would have been able to handle the firestorm. But not only did you do that, but you're wearing the hat on your head. So
gotta own it.
Yeah.
What would you, if you were given the chance to actually name that hockey team down there in Seattle? What would you name them?
If you followed the Twitter thread, one of the first responses they gave was like, "I love the idea of the Metropolitan, Seattle Metropolitan, nod to the team that played for the Stanley Cup." Oh boy, here they came.
Worst
name ever. Delete your account.
It's like, look up your history,
dude. Metropolitan's baseball team has something to say about that. I'm like, yeah, I didn't check the patent registration. I just gave you an answer.
Yeah, it's just an opinion.
Well, did you?
The Metropolitans would have been cool.
Yeah, because I mean, they were like, the first like team in America or something to win the Stanley Cup. Technically, I think it was back in like 1920 or something like that.
I believe they had to wait through now. Historically speaking, if I'm not mistaken, they either held the cup or had to wait to play the cup through the influenza pandemic.
Oh yeah,
that shut the world down 100 years ago. So
yeah,
good for them.
I didn't know that then when I said it, but
yeah,
right. Yeah, I don't see why they would go after you. The Metropolitan's been a, I don't know. Well, ode to the history.
Anyways, I had to bring up that little tangent because yeah, you bet.
So Chris Long was your social simp?
No, I wasn't my social simp. I don't have enough of an opinion about expansion team hockey to tell a guy to delete his Twitter. But mine was the moronic. Well, speaking of Canadians, the moronic Canadian kid who called me a dork on TikTok because I wear glasses. He said, "Who is the dork saying a weird?" I took his comment. I made a video of it calling him a dicklock and saying that I'm the dork who made it. And he called me goofy. I said, "Who fucking uses the word goofy? We're not 10 years old. This isn't Scooby-Doo. We're not using the word goofy."
It's the internet. You can use any word you want. You choose goofy.
Yeah. Well, I put him on blast. The kid got absolutely murdered on TikTok by our loyal group of followers. Thank you to all you. And then he starts going to my Instagram and commenting that I'm ugly. Telling me that our podcast sucks, even though, listen to this, he says, "I wanted to see if your show was real, and I did, and it sucks." But my response to that is, well, you had to do one of two things. Either you didn't actually listen to it, so your opinion's invalid, or you listened to it and you added to the metrics, which gave us a listen. So
that's a
win-win for Boss Man in that situation. So thank you to the kid who says he doesn't try on TikTok, even though he's shirtless and doing all sorts of weird shit.
And calls you goofy.
Calls me a goofy. You're a fucking dork, goofy. Anyways, that's my social simp this week.
It's social media, man.
Ironically enough, it was a Canadian.
That's a good
segue. Of course
it
was Canadian.
Segue.
Of course it was Canadian. My my social simp has to go out to all the dummies and on our specifically on TikTok. I don't know, Chris, if you've seen us do it on our social media, but we do the.
I'm not a TikTok guy. Well, I think I'm too. I hate admitting that I'm probably too old. I just didn't. If you don't adopt early, you don't adopt, and I haven't really gotten into it. But I should. I get that.
I think we tweet them too, right?
Yeah, no, we tweet them. So I was going to say, like, it happened on TikTok, but we tweet our press conference bits. We put them on Facebook, our Instagram.
Oh, yeah. I've seen those on Twitter.
Yep. So we put those on our Twitter. We put them on TikTok, too. That's where I'm going here. But it's pretty much for the listeners who don't know what that is. It's where we just take clips from press conferences of Kirk Cousins, Mike Zimmer, Dalvin Cook, where they give kind of a funny response in general to already a serious journalistic question. We just voice over something funny or stupid that
clearly fake.
A journalist would never ask.
Yeah, no.
And
strong bit. Strong bit.
Yes.
Clearly fake. Very fake. But I'll say, like, you could go two ways with it. There's people that have to, of course, ask if this is real. Like, is this real? I can't believe he would answer that. No, okay, that's stupid.
No one's asking Mike Zimmer what his favorite strip club in Minneapolis is.
But, yeah, come on, man. Or, yeah, come on. Seriously.
I could.
Yeah, you have the power to.
It'd block it off.
If you want to make the bit real.
Or asking about Kirk Cousins if that they went to Pizza Ranch yesterday and ate dessert pizza and thought about his wife. No one would ever do that bit. That's weird. But the one thing I want to get at is there's people that were just commenting that we stole the bit. What was it, from KFan?
Yeah, it's like, so I guess no. KFan does a thing where they kind of read it out and then someone presses play on the video. And so, I mean, it's only been commented like 5 times out of the few 100,000 people who viewed it. So, I mean, it's not like bad, but someone even like wrote down like the timestamp and the day and the time when we copied them.
It's like, whoa, dude.
Too much time in your hands.
And
here's go donate your time. Go work for a charity. Do something.
Yeah. Do something else.
Focus on life goals, man.
Well, and here's the thing. I mean, like, I actually didn't know KFan did this until everyone brought it to our attention.
Yeah, but
we literally didn't know.
I think it's way different to just find an audio clip on the radio and just like really ask a question, then play the clip. I think it's way different than actually having to find the actual visual clip. And then not only do they have to have a good sound bite, but they actually have to have good facial reactions to your question. You can't, because if the facial reactions are off, you cannot use a clip at all.
Yeah.
On the editing side, we have to split the audio and the video, delete the audio of the journalist, insert our own audio recorded in Zoom into the video, and make a perfect amount of time of space, which requires some skill. I think we get more credit for that. You know,
you guys old enough to remember Good Morning Vietnam, the movie?
No.
See it, you'd love it, especially since you're broadcasters. Anyway, Robin Williams' character took a press conference from Richard Nixon and did exactly that. Faked the questions and used his responses, and it was absolutely hysterical. Well, that was 25 years ago, so
Well, and we knew, we're like, the internet's been around for a long time. KFan definitely were not the first ones to do that. Now, because we're a Minnesota-based company, I can kind of get what they're saying a little bit. Like, if you don't know anything about us, or you don't know a lot about media or technology, it might look like we're just blatantly ripping them off. But being 100% honest, we didn't know that they did that before. I mean, this was an idea we just came up with sitting around the studio, and I guess we didn't really know that another, you know, media brand did it. And, I mean, we're still doing it. Like, we don't care what these idiots have to say, but... I don't know,
But the fact that someone's timestamping it to try to, like, discredit to the people that are liking it, like, don't watch these guys, they stole this bit. I'm jealous with all the likes they're getting or something. I don't know, it's so dumb.
We'll say this, and I mean this as a compliment. Those guys have built a pretty good, it's they were Barstool before Barstool. They had this legion of really loyal, they've got a great audience, and they've got a great thing going, and they do what they do very, very well. Mm-hmm. They're rubes on you, they'll go, and you know, I give them credit for that. I wonder how there are that many people that are that willing to put that much time into that sort of thing.
That's a great point. Yeah. They have built up such, I've never seen actually such 100%. A loyal fan base. Like, they will die for those guys.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Look at the fan accounts. There's we're friends with a couple of the guys who run the fan accounts, like the bets and the quotes, and they each have like 13,500 followers.
And those are just fan pages.
It's impressive.
They were Barstool. They were Barstool before Barstool.
And we're actually friends with some of the contributors on that show. So, you know, when we have them on this podcast, I'm going to straight up ask them, here's what we do. Is this the same thing? And I'd be interested to see. Maybe they say yes.
Honest.
Maybe they say no. I guess that's when we'll find out. But the idiots on TikTok do not decide whether they're stealing it or not.
You don't determine
not up to
that
you.
At all.
Correct.
Wags, go ahead. Who's your idiot of the week?
Well, as you guys all know, a plane landed on I-35W this week.
Yes.
So amazing.
Yes, right? Our very own boss man, Jack, here, he wrote a great blog about it. And like most things, we title our blogs in a joking way, right? So Jack titled the article, "Remember Sully? Well, Sully doesn't have shit on this guy who landed a plane on I-35. Right?
Very professional title. Very accurate.
I think we posted it two or three times on the account. No one commented the first few times. At the very last time we counted it, tweeted it out, this person said, "Other than the fact that he didn't have a 727 with 160 passengers on board and was able to land on a nice smooth runway instead of an ocean with a plane the size of a Prius, so yeah, Sully has nothing on him." I guess the only thing I have to say about this is, why are we taking everything so literally? If you look at our Twitter page, we're clearly a joke.
We're not.
We're here to have fun.
We're not professional journalists.
Obviously, landing a plane into a fucking ocean takes a lot more skill than landing it on a freeway. But we're joking. We're having fun. And the fact that you're going to write paragraphs and paragraphs on our Twitter about this, it's just like what Chris said earlier, go get a life, okay?
People are stupid.
I'm sorry, folks. If I were to title that "Plane Lands on I-35, it's not getting clicks. Because people already
knew
that.
That's pretty crazy. I mean, that's a pretty crazy story.
But what I'm saying, though, is there are 20 other publications who have access to the information before I do, who are going to already post that. So, and I'm sorry, Chris. In the blog, I actually had to credit Bring Me the News, MN, for the story.
I like those guys.
Well, what I'm saying is I just did that because I said you guys were super bad at fantasy football. So that was...
Well, we are. Still a grudge going on there. We have to wear that.
Yeah. Well, didn't his fantasy football team kind of cost us?
Well, we'll get into that.
Okay,
we'll get into that. Never mind.
We'll get into that bit, but...
You know what? It's funny that you do that because I will dovetail almost exactly into the same kind of thing. You guys all watched the Vikings game. You saw the graphic that they put up. And I almost fell out. The graphic itself was fine. I have it right here. I'm going to try. I brought visual aids.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, now, yep, yep.
We saw this one too.
Okay. And hey, it's a stat. It is what it is. Statistics don't lie. Did I have anything on there that pictures of my kids or anything weird that you can't see? No. Okay.
No websites?
No.
That's yeah.
Oh,
now we're good. Most consecutive seasons with 3,000 pass yards and 25 TDs. Kirk Cousins has 6. 4 other guys have 16, 11, 11, 10. It's a stat. It is what it is. I use stats all the time. I can take them to mean what I want them to mean. I can fight you with them. I can do anything. If you look at the names on here, it was Jay Feely. I didn't know who it was at the time. Jay Feely goes, see now, Kirk Cousins, look at that. He's just not getting the kind of respect he deserves like these guys. Like these guys. How many rings have these guys won?
Peyton Manning with the NFL logo. Yeah.
That was the quote I said. With this, I said, hey, TV announcer guy, before you start playing the doesn't get the respect, you might want to win a Super Bowl ring or two before you try to claim a seat at that table.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, seeing the list here. To all of you that wrote to me going, Phil Rivers hasn't won any Super Bowl rings. Again, Manning, Breeze, Brady, 3 of the best ever. And I'm coming around on Kirk Cousins, rightfully. And he's played better and he's been better. If you don't think there are miles between what Philip Rivers has done in his career and what Kirk Cousins has done to this point in his career, I have nothing for you. Mm-hmm. People came at me, Phil Rivers never won a Super Bowl either. There are miles between Cousins and Rivers.
Yeah.
Don't take things so literally. I'm glad you said it. I'm dovetailing perfectly with that. I could not believe how many people were, well, that's not what did. I'm not saying he hasn't done what the stats said he did. I'm saying he is not Peyton Manning.
Yeah.
Drew Brees, not Tom Brady, and he's not Philip Rivers.
In a world with so many statistics, there's at least, you know, there's so many different ways that you could put Kirk in the same ballpark as them, but you have to think about it more holistically than that. You can't just throw his name with those guys in just one category. Like, yeah, I kind of have to agree with you there. Like, I mean, it's one stat, but
well, not just Super Bowl wins either. Just look at normal playoff wins too. Yeah. Kirk Cousins has 1.
Yeah.
So
don't look at the wins.
Yeah.
How many throw up on yourself completely losses did any of those guys have?
Not many.
He's shaking those a little bit. Like, mostly this year, definitely in the last month and a half. I don't want to start this whole conversation over again, but there's miles between. That's, again, Matthew Collar from Purple Insider really crystallized an article he wrote that just said that's the difference. Kirk Cousins can be one of the best players in football on any given day, but his lows are lower than most good to great.
That's a great way to describe him.
So all the simps that were trying to jump on me, Rivers never won a ring. You wouldn't trade.
Well, he is an Indy this year.
Yeah,
I'm kidding.
I'd be fine with that.
Yeah, and one thing else I'll say on that is I see where like that announcer is coming from when he says that, like, because you do show that to like people that totally despise Kirk Cousins, the people who want Trevor Lawrence and all this, and that will throw him through a frickin' wormhole like in their head. They won't know what to think. But then also to say, like, on the other side, like, he's in even in the same ballpark as these quarterbacks, I think is absurd to say, you know. But it's also a stat you can throw out there to be like, well, you think Kirk Cousins is this terrible quarterback that should never play an NFL game again? Well, look at this. He has been consistent, you know. So you can look at it both ways.
A lot of those 3,000 yards and 25 touchdowns came in garbage time in Washington, though. I will say that.
Yeah.
Hasn't been as bad here. A lot of his numbers in Washington came when they were down by 25 points in the third quarter and he had no choice but to throw. Mm-hmm. Not his fault. He did it. Not his fault. Mm-hmm. But
yeah, some of those teams in Washington were not that good. He was on a...
Yeah.
No.
Manning, Breeze, Rivers, and Brady didn't do a whole lot of garbage time catching up.
Yeah, that's true. Mm.
Very true. But I think we'll head into the final bit of our podcast to wrap things up, the boom and bust segment, where we kind of go around, give our booms, positive things that happened during the week, and then the bust, negative things. Wags, you want to go first?
Yeah, for sure. I got two booms.
A double boom.
I know. A double boom.
Double boom, boomer boom, today, boom, boys. Boom,
boom. You almost see like the like Daily Double kind of song.
Right.
Double boom.
My number one right now is the Vikings are currently in a playoff spot somehow. I'm not sure how that happened, but that's pretty awesome. And my second boom is by the time this is airing tomorrow, we will have hit 23,000 followers on TikTok.
Shout out.
So that's pretty good accomplishment for us. So hopefully we can keep it up. My bust is that, gosh, I can't even believe I'm going to say this. They just announced that Logan Paul is going to be fighting.
That's gross.
Oh my gosh. Freaking Floyd Mayweather. Talk about jokes. I don't, you know, let's just leave
He's
it at that.
Pay for this, people.
No one
He's
yet.
Pay for this.
Let's have this die here. No one buy this. Like, you saw what happened with Conor McGregor, someone who's trained in like fighting his whole entire life. You saw what happened there. Someone who fought his whole life, just wasn't a boxer his whole life. Imagine someone who just started boxing when they turned 20 years old who's going to fight Floyd Mayweather, who has maybe 4 years of boxing experience, like Logan Paul. So
Floyd ran out of money, and he ran out of money hard this time. That's just what
Roy Jones Jr. showed us we do not need a champions tour for boxing.
Yeah. Nope. Yes, 100%. Nope. So that's all I actually want to say about it. Let's stop talking about this. Let's stop the
That's another
here.
Thing we could go into for an hour.
That's my bust right there. It's absolutely horrible for the sport of boxing, and it's just a sad day for boxing.
Yeah, so. I thought it was a hoax.
He gave into it. He gave into the shit talking.
Gave into the bet. Boss man?
Yeah, my boom is Christmas parties being canceled means less small talk. Now, I'm not happy about Christmas parties being canceled, but we all hate the small talk, right?
With the family.
With the COVID pandemic, we've all gotten worse at it significantly to the point. I was actually I was talking to someone this weekend on the phone, and I asked them how they were doing, and they said, good, how about you? And I said, good, how are you doing? And then we both stopped, and I go, I forgot how to do this.
Right.
I mean, I said that on the call. So I'm not going to miss that part. I'm not going to miss telling all my family members what I'm up to. I'm not going to miss, you know, the whole, oh, you have a girlfriend yet? Nope. We're not doing that this year. So
when are you going to get married?
I'm not saying I'm not happy about the Christmas parties being canceled, but I'm just trying to find the positive. So credit to me on that one. And then my bust is that we were eliminated from the Twin Cities Fantasy Football playoff contention. Now, Chris, I don't want to put the blame on you guys, but if you would have beat Minnesota Sports Fan this weekend, then we would have snuck in the sixth seed, but I'm not going to say it.
We have managed with integrity. Through all adversity, we have been picking up for all 17 running backs we've lost this year. We have tried to pick one up for our – who's our quarterback we started with? We had one guy that got hurt.
You did Burrow, right? Were you the Burrow draft?
Yeah.
Burrow,
man. No. Yeah.
No. And then we made a trade – we tried.
But
we
I have to blame Darren, right? That's Darren Wolfson.
We did not tank. We did not tank. We tried to win. We started Adrian Peterson 1 week. Had to do that. So we tried our best.
All right. That's fine. I'll take that.
It's a good bit.
Yeah, our team had its fair share of injuries, too. We had Saquon.
Yeah, it sucks.
R.I.P.
And a few other receivers, too, who just either didn't pan out or got hurt. I don't know.
And we had Jonathan Taylor, too. He who's just been very inconsistent.
What Frank Reich is doing with the offense is kind of confusing. Taylor will have an amazing first quarter, and then you won't see him the rest of the game. So, yeah, frustrating on that end as well.
Damn it, Jack. Your team is screwing us up.
And you guys trusted me to run the team just like you trust me to run the company. We went 7-7.
No, Bubba runs the company.
We went 500, and, you know, as a company, I'm okay with that, too. We'll be 500.
If we make it 500, I'll be happy after losing Saquon.
We're not in
whatever.
Jail by the end of this. That's actually
you know, and if we would have won, we're obviously going to keep doing this league, right? So if we would have got first place this year, we would have had nowhere to go but down, right? So we want to go up
it's
next
the comeback
year.
Bit.
So, yeah,
it's the Cinderella story.
Next year will be a great story.
Yes.
We're pulling this up. We're pulling the Timberwolves bet. No,
oh,
we don't.
Oh God,
pull
we
that
can't
bet.
Be bad that many.
No,
years.
No. We'll be good. We'll be good. Hopefully, we'll see. But going to my boom and bust. So my boom is Indiana beating Wisconsin this weekend. I think vicariously all of us Gopher fans were living through Indiana this weekend because we have been out of college football for the last 2 weeks, which I'm not surprised because COVID outbreak on a team, you're probably going to lose minimum 2 games. It's looking like right now they're probably going to play this Saturday. Hopefully. I don't know. But
we're down like 21 players, right?
Down 21 players, but
it's PJ said
there were no new positive tests, so...
Which is good.
So I want to at least see them play. But that was huge, Indiana beating Wisconsin. Love that. They didn't have that Penix guy in, who I know has been pretty good. and that quarterback for Indiana, he was out, and they bring in this Jack Tuttle guy, and he just did pretty solid. I mean, they only won the game, what, 14-6, but they beat the frickin' Badgers. Indiana. Yes,
didn't allow Wisconsin to get in the end zone.
I know, that's insane.
My prediction, I was watching that with a bunch of my friends from Wisconsin, and my prediction, like 10 minutes into the first quarter, I was like, this game looks like a 17-6 kind of game. They're like, what does that even mean? I'm like, it's boring. This is how it's going to end.
I
know these games when I see them. I mean, great defense on both sides, but it just felt like that. And, yeah, it was kind of boring, but, I mean.
Wisconsin fans almost like crash like a computer when they say, you guys are going to lose 17-6 or it's going to be a low scoring game.
What does that mean?
They're used to just blowing out teams.
And no disrespect to Northwestern, but shouldn't somebody just snap their fingers and say, nah, you know what? The Big Ten championship is going to be Indiana-Ohio State.
Yeah, they don't. I hate Northwestern. They don't deserve to be.
Yeah, especially this year with the West. Hasn't the West been the most affected by COVID, too, I would say?
Oh, yeah, look at the Badgers. I mean, Badgers and Gophers now are not – obviously the Gophers.
I mean, they just haven't
– Maryland, right?
And yeah. So it goes into, like, it's a whole other debate, but and you go down this road. But it's just not a normal year when players are opting out. You're losing players due to COVID. And I hear people saying PJ's just down this year. Yeah, they are down, but this isn't a full year.
The entire world is down right now.
This isn't a full roster.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, it's just not a normal season. Good for Indiana. Like, they're playing like they would be still actually playing pretty solid, even if this was a normal year. But who knows? You just don't know. But good for Indiana. That's all I'm going to say on that. My bus, it was hard to think of one, but I think just Monday morning this morning, or the day we're recording this, because I didn't sleep the greatest into Sunday night. Got the bad Sunday scares. Like, oh god, this week's gonna just with work, my full time job and all that, and just busyness. And
every Monday's just a bust.
It's just every Monday's a bust. But something about this Monday, it was just tiring, and it was just kind of gross feeling. But now I'm here in the studio, and this is my highlight of the Monday. But
yep. But
the Monday morning, man, I was just out of it, and just sucked. Just sucks when you're. But when you have a good Monday though, when you do have those, like, your week is just so much better.
I know.
Just so much better. This Monday was just like,
Jake,
so shitty.
You should have gone on Twitter and done the Motivation Monday bit. You would have felt better.
I should have went in there Motivation Monday.
That was a
Monday.
Joke if anyone Jake, didn't catch no, it because everyone worse. Takes everything so literally.
Jake, do you get Sunday scaries? Like Sunday night, you're like, oh, God.
Sometimes. Yeah, so like some days it's like, oh, I'm feeling good. But then there's just some Sundays where I'm like, oh, shit. Like, what the hell?
See, the day before, and I work a weird work week, but the day before I go back to work is always worse.
Yeah.
In my head than the actual going back to work.
It is. Yeah. Same here. The Sunday night is like, and then sometimes I don't know if it's because it's just natural stress. Like I'll like end up staying up. I can't sleep. So I'm going to watch some Netflix or something, which is even worse. And then before I know, I go to bed at like 2 and I'm waking up at 7.
When you're kind of like hungover still from Saturday night. So you're just kind of a little cloudy and anxious on Monday. That was me this morning.
Oh,
I couldn't even breathe.
See, that's the thing too. Is I think this was my first Saturday that I kind of drank a little. I didn't get hammered Saturday. But it was the first Saturday I drank a little more in a while because I went to Hudson. Monday was a little harder than usual. But sometimes it happens even if I have a sober Saturday. It's hard to hit, but it just. But yeah, then as soon as they start, by the afternoon I was more coasting, but it's like just that Sunday night sucks. Makes your Monday worse. But yeah, that's my boom and bust. But Chris, you want to wrap it up? You got a boom and bust?
Yeah, my boom and bust is easy. It's December 8th is a fun day for me every year. It's my birthday, and boom is it's always fun. I'll get text messages from people that, understandably, and I haven't heard from them since last year, but they're still out there. Friends of mine from my childhood, from college, from high school, you know, they'll throw happy birthdays. Facebook will light up with everybody. And it's a lot of fun having that. That's the gift once you get to this age. It's not, you know, I'm not going to get the Hot Wheels shark that my daughter.
Wait, you're not going to get a new RC car, Chris?
Dang it.
Maybe.
Does that desire ever end?
No. The desire
no.
is just the reality
won't leave.
Of it happening ends. But so I'll take that. That's the boom. But the bust of it also is, gentlemen, you guys are all in your 20s.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Enjoy them.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Every year, tomorrow's 47 for me.
Oh, Chris, you're like turning 30.
Chris, I was going to say, I would have pegged you for like 28, 29.
Which is great, and I'm glad everybody says that, but that's a big number, and that's the bust. I think when I got to about 38, I started going, oh, man, like I remember when my dad was 38. Like this is getting weird, and now, I'm 3 years from being 50. Nature's been good to me. I'm a little heavy set, but I don't look old, which I'll take. I've got all my hair.
But you're the sports fan.
I haven't had to have eye hip replacement or anything like that, but all that's right. The bust, man. it is a every birthday that goes. Like I remember, well, the beginning part of my 21st birthday, and it does not feel like it was 26 years ago. So
yeah.
my bust for this week is aging. It's not cool. Yeah. Enjoy every minute that you can, gentlemen, of your youth. I know you don't think you're young, but you are. Enjoy it. I love what you guys are doing. If I could have been doing at your age what you guys are doing right now, you know, broadcasting your thoughts and watching sports and talking about it with your buddies while drinking Special X.
Man, yeah.
Life. Keep it up.
Shout out to Special
Enjoy
X.
It. Mm-hmm. Soak it up. I know your Monday was not great, but man, if I could snap my fingers and go back to being 25 again, home.
So is it work? Did it work?
Did it work yet? No. Work yet?
Thanks. Thanks so much for coming on, Chris.
Yeah, Chris, this is
so awesome.
This has been enjoyable, and I really hope we can get you in the studio next time.
Yeah.
My pleasure, Jensen. I know you said we'll shoot for an hour, and my blabbing has taken us to an hour 45, so I hope I didn't overstay my welcome.
We can no,
you definitely
that.
Didn't.
No, yeah. For sure. We could go on all night. We would have you on all night if we could, honestly, but yep. We know we go on, but... yeah, so the day this comes out, Tuesday, it will be Chris Long's birthday. So give him a shout on Twitter. Give him a happy birthday on Twitter at Chris Long, KSTP, or K Long. What is it? What is your handle again?
Chris Long, KSTP. And please have mercy on the age part. If you're watching this, please
yes.
Don't lay into me. It's going to be hard enough getting out of bed that day.
Chris, tell our viewers when you go on the air, because I always enjoy watching your sports rundown on the air.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Fridays and Saturdays are my regular spots. Fridays, 6 o'clock and 10 o'clock on Channel 5. And we're on at 9 at 45, but usually 6 and 10 on Channel 5, Fridays and Saturdays. And then whenever Joe Schmidt takes vacation, I'm there too. So actually, you'll be seeing a lot of me here in the coming weeks as I'll be gone for a while, then he'll be gone for a while. But yeah, Fridays and Saturdays on Channel 5 is the go-to.
Well, guys, seriously, check out Chris Long. Such a dope guy, man. Dope guy, knows everything ins and outs, and not just Minnesota sports in general. We love your insight. Again, thank you, Chris, for coming on and joining us today. Again, guys, if you want to check out our content, make sure you follow us on Twitter at 10ktakesmn, Instagram 10ktakes, Facebook, we're on there, just search 10,000 takes, TikTok at 10ktakes, man.
Yeah.
We're
gaining like a couple hundred followers a day.
23,000
followers. You guys are incredible.
We're on YouTube too, 10,000 takes, guys. But our podcasts are on Spotify, our radio, Apple Podcasts. So one more thing. This is not the last Minnesota Rundown, but the structure is changing, and this is the last of this format you'll see it in, last episode in this format.
Last time we ever have a guest on the Minnesota Rundown.
Yes.
Yeah, congratulations, Chris.
Go out huge.
We might have we have some other, not saying we're going to still have guests on, but it might be in another podcast. So we're just kind of hinting at something there. But again, Chris, we want to thank you for coming on. I am JJ, joined by Wags and Boss Man. This was another episode of the Minnesota Rundown presented by 10,000 Takes. Have a good week, everybody.
Peace.
See you later.